Hey everybody, Matt Glogley here with SRP Medical Marketing. And on today's podcast, I want to talk to you about why patients don't buy expensive procedures. And what we're going to do is we're going to dive in really, really deep, and I'm going to break down why this happens and why you get common responses like, let me check with my wife, why guys are most likely to be the ones that use the spouse excuse, and why you need to continually raise prices over and over again. All right, so let's dive into this. Let's talk about why patients don't buy expensive procedures, or quite frankly, any type of procedure. Well, it comes down to a couple of really key issues, and I'm going to explain those key issues and key reasons why in just a minute. But the first thing I want you to understand is, let's go to this first thing that I always say is, you get this topic where you get this response where you're spending all this time, you lay out the science, you talk about how cool the procedure is going to be, how safe it is, all of that. And at the very end, you got a guy sitting in front of you. And what does he say? He goes, let me check with my wife. Well, there's a reason why guys are more likely to say that they need to check with their spouse, wife, partner, whatever. And that very simple reason is because of sex. Yeah, believe it or not, because of sex. Why? Well, see, guys don't want to, humans in general, not just guys, humans don't want to feel or look stupid. Okay? Nobody wants to look stupid. And it's really one of the biggest reasons why people don't make purchases, is they don't want to look or feel stupid. They're made to look and feel stupid throughout their entire days and lives, especially if they're working for somebody else or they're working for a big organization or whatever. But people are constantly walking around in a state of disbelief. They feel like they really have imposter syndrome. And this actually starts to elevate as you move up the ladder in middle class, upper middle class, and to higher class or upper class, if you would, is that people don't want people to find out that they really don't know what the hell that they're doing. And so anything that they can avoid that'll make them feel stupid or look stupid or contribute to any type of personal failure, which may wind up in people figuring out that the emperor has no clothes, they will avoid. Now, let's go back to why guys do this and why guys do this about sex. Well, you see, guys are driven by three factors, right? Sports, sandwiches, and sex. You might want to throw in money or success, four S's, success, sex, sports and sandwiches. Okay. It's kind of the old joke, but it's really, quite frankly, very true. And the reason why is that, but guys don't want to do anything that could wind up getting them in trouble with the spouse. Okay. Now there's some guys that do and they don't care, but for the most part, guys don't want to rock the boat at home. They just want things to kind of just be copacetic. Okay. So one thing I've learned is that when you're selling knee to knee or face to face, one of the biggest groups, or the largest group, that 70% of the time will make this excuse is, I need to go check with my spouse or check with my wife. It, again, 70% of the time that phrase is mentioned, it's from guys. Rarely we hear it from women, but they do say, I need to go check with my husband first. The other big excuse that you get is that they need to go check with their doctor. I need to go talk to my family physician about this. And what they're really trying to do is, because people don't want to look stupid and they don't want to look like a failure and they don't want to feel stupid, is what they are doing is they are assigning the blame or abdicating the blame in case this doesn't go well. Okay, let me say that again. They're actually making this decision and they're saying this because they want to offload the decision-making process to somebody else so that if it doesn't work out, they don't look or feel stupid. And this is a big, big thing, right? It's why when you lay out all of your reasons why you should do regenerative or anti-aging or light bladder leakage treatment or ED treatment or whatever it is that you offer, people say no because they don't want to look and feel stupid. And if they're giving you the, I need to go check with X, the higher authority, what they're really trying to do is they're trying to offload that blame in case it doesn't work out. Okay. Remember, people don't want to look foolish. Okay. They don't believe this will work for them. All right. And they can't handle the thought of another failure, especially if they have failed multiple times when it comes to fixing the issue that you're there for. So for example, let's say that they are there for joint pain. They have knee pain and they've tried steroids, they've tried pills, they've contemplated surgery, they've done physical therapy, they've done acupuncture, they've done massage, they've done all of that. And none of it has worked long-term. And so what happens is that you're fighting this inertia, this friction, as Flint McLaughlin would say, is that you're fighting this friction of all these other things that haven't worked in the past. So they automatically assume that things aren't going to work in the future. So what do you do about this? Okay. Well, in prior of these videos and podcasts and things like that, I've touched on some of this, but I'm going to touch on it again. I'm going to add a few things into this. First and foremost, you have to create an insatiable demand for your products and your services. Okay. And when I say products, services, procedures, products, procedures, services, okay, you have to create an insatiable demand for them. But the key is that you can't wait until they walk in the room in order to create that insatiable demand. That actually happens prior to them coming in. Okay. Now, one of the things, what made me think of all of this and what made me decide to stop what I was doing and shoot this video and record this podcast, aside from the fact that I like to do these at least once a week, the reason why is that I'm actually working on building out email campaigns for my doctors. I have a program called the Practice Profit System. And what it is it's a CMR email software program, and it has my best winning emails in it. And I take those and I modify them and I make them specific for the practice. And today, what is on my list is I've been writing campaigns as to get nurture campaigns once when they book an appointment for them to come in. Like, what can we do to get people educated to come in? See, the thing you have to remember is that your ability to sell and to create demand happens before they walk in the door. Let me say that again. Your ability to create demand, okay, in order to get people excited about what you have has to happen before they walk in the door, okay? So this is why it's what you do before, and I want to read this. It's what you do before you make an offer that makes the people scream yes. Okay. It's what you do before you make the offer that makes the people scream yes. So it's not about you necessarily being a better salesperson or learning neuro-linguistic programming or doing any of this stuff. What it really comes down to is what are you doing once they book the appointment? Because if you're doing the right things prior to them coming in to seeing you, guess what? You have a much greater significant opportunity or chance that you're going to actually close them in. Okay, so what are those things that you need to look at to? You have to remember, first and foremost, they don't want to be a failure. Okay, so when they book that appointment with you, what they're actually thinking is, should I really go? And is this really going to work for me? Okay, so what you have to do is you have to start addressing these things and you have to start breaking down those barriers. You have to remember that what everybody is looking for is everybody's looking for someone that they can trust. The human mind is designed specifically, the human experience is designed to trust other people. And what I mean by this is people are always looking for a place to plug in their umbilical cord, for something to believe in. That's probably a better way to put it, is that people want to believe in something. It's why people get so passionate about religion and politics and their sports teams, right? Because they want to believe in something. They want to, again, abdicate their responsibility that they can take control to feel good, and they want to plug it into something else. They want to give that responsibility to somebody else, because that way, if it doesn't work out, then they don't feel bad. Think about this with your favorite sports team. You know, I'm a longtime Chicago Bears fan. I know in my hardest of hearts and my soul of souls, we'll never have a great quarterback. I'm 53 years old. I've seen him win one Super Bowl and go to another and lose. We'll never have a great quarterback. The only way we'll ever win another Super Bowl is by having real great defenses. and a solid running game, right? I don't care that football has passed that by. I don't care that that's not how you win championships anymore. It's about scoring points. I get that, right? But I'm a Bears fan. For the love of God, I know that every time we draft a quarterback, that poor kid is going to get disappointed. There's no chance. It's in the water, for God's sakes, right? And then we're going to lose to the Packers all the time, right? It's just kind of what's going to happen. But I don't stop believing in them, right? I know that that sounds crazy, but, you know, when they win, I feel great. When they lose, it's kind of like, well, they're the Bears. What do you expect, right? I'm also a huge LSU fan, right? I mean, that's, you know, again, right now we're on a fairly decent run. So the point is in all of this is that what you're doing when you root for your team, you're doing essentially the same thing that your prospect is doing when they say no. They are abdicating their role and their responsibility in making a decision for the life because people don't want to have to do that. They want to plug into something else. It's why people become so passionate about a particular political party because they actually believe, by the way, people actually believe this. They actually believe that the political parties on both sides of the spectrum really actually are there for them. Like they actually believe this, okay? Now, if you're younger and you're listening to this, you're probably like, oh yeah, my guy, but my guy's different. No, he's not. Your guy or gal's not different, okay? This is just human nature. People want to plug into that. Okay. They want to believe in something else. They don't want to have to make these decisions. So when it comes time for you to build this relationship with your folks, to get them ready to buy before they walk in the door, you have to do some specific things. Okay. So let's talk about this. Cause I'm literally in the process of building this for some of my clients. In the future, I'm going to make it available to the general public. It's what we call the Practice Profit System. I'll be actually putting together a small group on it. I'll send you more information on this later, but let's talk about this. So you have to create this situation where it goes beyond them knowing, liking, and trusting you. Okay. So here are the reasons people make buying decisions because of status. Okay. Write that down. People make buying decisions because you're going to elevate their status. Okay. Last night, my girlfriend Katie went out and bought a new used car for her son because his other car had been totaled in a car wreck. Okay. And pretty nice car, right? I don't know. It's a Nissan something or other, Rogue or something like that, whatever it is. Okay. And I drive an older Mercedes. I'm a Mercedes guy. I'm happy with my car. I've got like a 2006 E500. I know it's an old car, but I love it. You know, I get a lot of compliments on it. But I, all of a sudden, last night, came back in and started looking at buying new cars because I was like, shit, his car is nicer than mine, okay? And what elevates status is, first, what I'm trying to say is appearance. People make buying decisions because it elevates their appearance, okay? The second reason is that they appear intelligent, okay? People make buying decisions because they appear intelligent. Now, intelligence, by the way, does not mean that you need to explain all the science to them. In fact, don't do that, okay? For the love of God, don't explain all the science to them, okay? And I'll talk more about that later. So in future podcasts, because I could spend probably an hour on that one, okay? They want to appear that they have style, okay? They want to appear that they have wealth, and they want to appear that they have power, okay? So let's take a look at these last two, because these the style, wealth, and power, last three, I should say. When people can make a decision to not use the insurance providers and to make a decision for them out of their pocket of what they believe is the best thing for them, that is the appearance of wealth to their friends. And you have to tap into that, okay? You have to tap into that appearance of wealth. Again, people who make this decision to spend $10,000 on a stem cell procedure or $6,000 on fixing their erectile dysfunction or join an executive health program at $15,000 a year, it comes down to the fact of they are elevating their status and it makes them look wealthy by doing it. Okay. And so under the surface, in the work that you do prior, you have to, through your emails, you have to let people know that. And with wealth comes power. Okay. So when they do this, when they make this decision, okay, they are increasing their perceived power because they have the power and the wealth to which to make this decision. Okay. And the last two is the appearance of sexiness and the appearance of happiness. Happiness is because, again, they have the wealth and the power to be able to make their own decisions, that they can opt out. They are not a pawn of the insurance companies and the hospitals. So they're not going to have to do what every other bloke in the world does. And sexiness. When they make the decision and it works out well, they appear and feel sexier. And again, if I'm a guy, remember, what drives us? Success, sports, sandwiches, and sex. That's all we care about. And by the way, the fourth one is more important than all the other three combined. That's all we care about. Okay. And all the guys are sitting there nodding and the women are going, I never knew that. It's the truth, folks. Okay. All right. So I'm right about the 16-minute mark. So I want to wrap this up. Okay. So the reason why patients don't buy any procedure, or specifically expensive procedures, is because you're missing the boat on these things. Remember, people don't want to feel stupid. They don't want to look stupid, okay? But they want to look healthy. They want to look like they have power. They want to look like they have wealth. They want to look sexier. They want this appearance of being intelligent. For them to say that I'm going to plop down 10 grand on a procedure that my family doctor doesn't know about, well, they're probably not even communicating with their family doctor because they are that wealthy and that powerful, meaning in their head, not necessarily in their wallet, but in their perception of themselves, and that they are going to appear intelligent to their friends because they're going to be like, dude, you didn't know about stem cell. You didn't know about light bladder leakage. You didn't know about Gaines wave for erectile dysfunction. This is the key. Okay. So again, elevate status. Appearance, intelligence, style, wealth, power, sexiness, happiness. Hit 5 out of those 7, you're going to have a winning offer, and you're never going to hear the phrase, oh, I got to check with my wife and see if that's okay. You'll never buy. All right. That's it for today. Thanks for listening on the podcast. Thanks for watching this on one of the channels. You have yourself a great day. And be on the lookout, by the way, for emails and posts coming out about joining our group, Creating Insatiable Desire. Talk to you later.